You're listening to Potential Cast, Season 3, Episode 17, Enemies. With the help of the Books of Ascension, Faith and the Mayor plot to steal Angel's soul, then get him to kill that other Slayer, Buffy.
Like a boss.
My name is Stephanie.
Oh, let's get this over with as quickly as possible. I'm Kimberly.
This is Gabby.
And I'm Alirio.
I'm Robin, and I'm here to fight with Kim.
And I'm here to party.
Yeah.
Enemies is my favorite episode of my favorite season.
Are you joking?
No, I love Enemies. Even now that I know the deal, I know what's going on, I still love to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, they got me. They fooled me.
They fooled me too.
I was.
And I'm pretty sure they fooled Kim. Hence the rage.
It's different. Because there's a difference between being having a twist, right? And there's a difference to just being played for a fool. You know what I mean?
Fool you once.
Yeah.
And you always fall for that, as Angelus would say.
Yeah. but I understand if, like, if there were hints that they gave us and we were like, oh my God, I can't believe we didn't see it the entire episode. But no, like, it was just like, zoink, gotcha. And I was just like, really? I just invested an hour of my time that I will never get back. Anyways.
Wow.
So you mean like a television show that leads you along for 5 years pretending to be
what
a mystery?
Saying?
And then it turns out it's not even be a mystery. Like that.
Yeah. Well, I was upset at that too. But no, what I'm really upset about, and it's all in jest, I totally fell for that Angelus was back. And I, like, you probably saw whoever was, I was there.
I was there staring at my Twitter stream
and,
waiting for your reaction.
for
when you lost his soul. I've told you.
Text me halfway through. And I did. And I, as soon as I saw that he was back, I paused it and I ran around my apartment going, yes.
Fist bump.
And then at the very end, I almost threw my shoe through my television. I was so angry.
Well, that's not the point, Kim. It's really all about characters.
Sure. I was so... I wanted to cry.
Oh.
Okay. Over and done with.
Because you were so disappointed that Angelus is not back, really.
Yeah, exactly. But all joking aside, I did like the episode.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I didn't hate it. I was just trying to be funny.
Okay.
All right, people. Time to sit back, relax, settle in. It's time to read an email from Missy. Enemies. I never gave this episode much thought until a few years ago. When out of the blue, while watching it, I understood how it affects everything that comes after, not just the next episode or the last portion of the season. I mean, both series and a few of the characters. It sets Angel up for leaving Sunnydale for his own show. It shows us how much pain
what?
And damage Faith
Angel's
is hiding.
Leaving Sunnydale for his own show?
What?
And he's a vampire?
What? It shows us how much pain and damage Faith is hiding and gives us perspective on her character's arc. Buffy and Angel's relationship is fractured indefinitely. I don't have a quote so much as a scene I adore. It's one of my favorite scenes from all 7 seasons. It starts the moment Angelus says, "Morning, sleepyhead," and ends when Faith says, "What are you going to do, B? Kill me? You become me. You're not ready for that yet." And the kiss. You can skip the quote if you want. No, I thought the quote was appropriate. Because it was long. And frankly, the scene is a little short, and I'm disappointed, Missy. But anyway, I digress. That whole scene in the mansion is just brilliant. Though I do love this quote from Xander. That one I'm not going to read. I always manage to forget that this is when we learn just how old the mayor really is and essentially how long his plan has been in effect. Giles introduced the demon to its future wife. Ain't Giles sweet? I'm sure this will be mentioned before you get to my email, but who thought Angelus was back for reals?
Me.
What, Robin? You saw it coming?
Oh, I was fooled back then.
But... yeah, so you should me with us.
Oh, me.
There we go.
And me.
When I saw Enemies all those years ago, I fell for it hook, line, and sinker. I miss Angelus from Missy. So do I, Missy.
I think if I watched this series when it was live, this episode it would be the last one I watched.
No!
Because now it's all a good fun, we're doing the podcast and all that, but that back then I would have just been like, this shit, and I would have left it.
And you know, if you're watching it just for Angelus, then I'd say adieu, my dear.
No, but he's like one of the best things ever on this show, man.
He is awesome, but it's called Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah, which is why a whole bunch of people said, oh, that sounds stupid, I'm not going to watch it. So, you know, if it's about names and stuff, maybe we should have called it Super Awesome Show.
Yeah.
And then people would have watched, and then it wouldn't just have lasted 7 seasons. Wait a second. I was going with a Firefly Arrested Development vibe, but it kind of went sour.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to warn Kim, the spinoff show is called Angel.
Yes.
What?
Stop rubbing it in.
I won't watch. So every time there's like a hint of him coming back as Angelus, I want to rip my hair out.
Well, you're probably on guard. That.
No, I totally was invested in this. And then the last 10 minutes, I swear to you, I wanted to damage everything that was in front of me because I was so angry.
I think you had the exact same reaction Faith did.
Yes.
You played me?
Yes.
You played me?
I totally agreed with Faith. And I was like, I'm with you, girl. I'm with you.
Shelly writes to us, hello once again, Gax and question mark ghost person.
Ghost person.
You know, Doppelgangland is a hard act to follow. So the fake out faked me out. Not once, but twice, because of my first rewatch, I was fooled again. Curious as to your reactions, I admit that there's a bit of sottiness here. The guy the mayor summons just happens to owe Giles a favor.
Exactly.
And honestly, what was the mayor's motivation for wanting to turn angel? But as usual, some great lines, as well as moving the story arc along, and Angel punching Xander. Priceless.
That was awesome.
And finally, I really want to thank you guys for doing the podcast and putting up with all of us crazed fans. You're not crazed.
No crazy.
Shelby isn't.
Nope.
Oh, come on now. Listen, I used to tape Days of Our Lives, okay? So I know what crazy fandom is about. I still miss Another World. Oh,
I watched them all.
Oh boy.
Amanda Corey. If you're still out there, Amanda Corey, just call me up. I know that we try really hard not to be spoilery, but sometimes even one of us saying how much we love a character, Faith, can be kind of a spoiler. I appreciate your willingness to express your opinions, even though it might be going against popular opinion.
Yeah, I really disagree. I think you can... I don't think that saying that you really like a character, you really like an episode, or you really like a season is a spoiler. I think that's ridiculous.
I am backed against the wall with a chair.
I mean, seriously, people. Seriously. Think about this. How can these people watch it for the first time, make these jumps in their mind that you are imagining that they're making for them to come to a point of spoiling themselves? I mean, please. Think about this rationally. This is nuts.
So, Stephanie, how do you really,
how do
truly
I really feel
about it?
How do I truly feel?
Yes.
I feel like, I mean, what, do you want me to sit here and not say a thing? Just sit here, just introduce myself and just keep my mouth shut the entire time?
I mean, no.
I'm so glad I'm on this episode.
I mean.
Not anymore.
This is the point of this podcast, for us for everybody to talk about how much they like the characters or the episode or the season. That's the point. If I mean, don't call in or write in if you, I mean, if this is all spoilers.
Yeah. And I think, Steph, you've been great with editing yourself so that you don't spoil us.
Yes, I've done great. Because sometimes I just sit here and bite my tongue and not say anything when I'm jumping up and down inside.
But jumping anyway. Up and down outside achieved.
All right, so I've got it out of my system. It's over with.
Good. Done. I'm a strong believer that I think specific things are spoilers. Do you know what I mean? And I remember when someone mentioned that, you know, don't watch Jeopardy, there's a spoiler.
Yes.
And then someone later stated what the category name was. I frankly think it was a spoiler, even though it was general, it wasn't a big spoiler. I now know that, you know, that something will occur. I don't know who it will occur to, but I know that something will occur. And it will occur? So it's like stating specific things that say specific things about facts, about character development, about plot. Saying that you really, 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 really loved an episode doesn't spoil me.
Uh-uh.
It gives me an idea that, hey, somebody really likes this episode. Maybe I will like this episode. I'm not looking at watching Buffy with the mindset of, I wonder what I could figure out before I see it. Because if that was my mindset, then maybe I would parse through everyone's non-specific spoilery reactions and try to figure out what is actually going to happen. But because I'm not into figuring out what's going to happen before I see it, I'm not paying that much attention to what people's opinions are. So I think people should feel free to say what they enjoy and what they don't enjoy. And I think people should feel free to say that, oh, something's going to happen. But if that's all you say, that's not a spoiler.
It's not a spoiler.
I really don't feel that it's a spoiler, especially because I'm along for this ride. I'm not trying to figure out, you know, was it Colonel Mustard in the kitchen with the wrench? You know, like I'm not looking at it as something I need to solve. So I'm not. And trust me, I am the anti-spoiler person. One of my best friends ever, and I mentioned this before, I'll say it again, because I've never forgiven her and I will never forgive her for this, spoiled me on the ending to the movie Dancer in the Dark. And I am still upset. And this was years ago. Years and years ago. And it still upsets me to think that she spoiled me on that. And it, and it was the fact that she did not care that she was spoiling me on it.
Yeah.
It truly bothered me that she was just
and
so
knowing the end of
the
that movie really, you know, because knowing the end of some movies doesn't really affect your, you know, enjoyment of it. But knowing what happens at the end of that movie really.
So, from personal experience, I don't like being spoiled and I hate spoiling people. And so I want everybody to rest assured that I don't think that telling us, just me, I can only speak for myself. If you're telling me how much you love an episode, or how much you're excited that we're getting close to an episode, that is not a spoiler for me. Because I am not going to base myself on your opinions of things that are about to happen, or your positive opinion about an episode. If you're not being specific with details, that's not a spoiler to me. And I think that it's perfectly acceptable to tell people who are involved in this kind of endeavor that you really enjoy something. Because for myself, I'm not going to see it as an opportunity to figure something out beforehand. So that's my stance. That's my stance. Keep specific things away from me.
Exactly.
But opinions, meh. It's all good.
All right.
So from our Facebook group, someone wrote worst episode ever. Oh, yes, that was Kim.
Yes.
And then, unfortunately, poor Taylor took you seriously.
No, I was not serious.
Poor Taylor took you seriously.
Half serious, yes.
It was the worst episode in the fact that it was the biggest letdown for me.
Yeah.
But it by far was not the worst episode. I guess you can't tell my sarcasm over.
There's sort of no tattoos word. Involved.
Yeah. Val wanted to know if we fell for the fake Return of Angelus. Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm.
Were you psyched when you saw him again or thinking something's not right? I was psyched.
I was so
Part of
excited.
Me was like, oh, I wonder if he's going to be a bad guy on his own show or they're going to like fix him near the end of the season. Then I'm like, who cares? He's back. Wow. Just to say it. And where was Faith? Oh, this is, I want to read this. Where was Faith hiding that bottle with the stuff she splashed on Angel? In her pants? Where? What? How? If I remember, she just all of a sudden turns around with a bottle in hand. Was she wearing a jacket with pockets? I forget.
I thought it was shoved down the back of her pants. I think I see a shot.
Here's the situation. Upon my second watching, when I actually take notes, I looked attentively. There's no hint that she's holding anything until after she splashes him in the chest. No. Until right before she splashes him, she's holding it close to her chest and she says, sucker, and then throws it at him. But before then, there's no indication or hints whatsoever. Her hands are down to her sides. She's not holding anything. She's not holding her hands behind her back.
Was it tucked in her bra?
I don't believe so.
Watch.
Someone complaining about being a guest on this episode.
What's that?
Did I say complaining? I meant bragging.
Sorry. Oh, yeah.
Can you tell I've had very little sleep this week? Someone's deciding not to be a good sleeper anymore.
No.
I'm going to have a word
you.
With
this. Getting fussy.
Larry, I have a little colic.
love the scene where Buffy is tied up.
Faith's dialogue
is so quotable. And I thought she brought up some very good points. That's from Tara and Alana Miller.
Steph liked it.
Yes, I always like it when people are tied up. I do. For some reason, I do.
That's for a different podcast, Steph.
That's for nonsense.
I don't know. It wasn't like a big psych out where you're like, oh my God. Or for me, it wasn't. It was like, really? Are you shitting me? Because
we're
like,
have to pull out the bleepers.
Sorry. I keep forgetting.
Big time for this one.
Because I don't know. To me, a fake out or there's an inkling of it might happen, but there was no foreshadowing for this. It's like it just came out of left field, and it was just so random to me. Anyways, carry on.
Alicia says, I think Illyrio celebrated when Angelus Angel punched Xander. Yes, I did. I mean, as I mentioned last week, Xander shaking the cross during Doppelgang Land to see if it was still working made me love him again. But it's still nice to see him get punched every once in a while.
So does that mean that the real Angel doesn't like Xander? He punched her in the face.
I thought that the real Angel didn't mind having to do that very much.
Yeah.
I love how people are trying to figure out exactly when the blue guy with the yellow eyes had time to like get into cahoots with Giles. I love it.
Exactly. Random.
Awesome. That's great. Thanks again for your feedback and your contributions, everybody.
Thank you.
Points, please.
Oh.
I think I've made my point.
Drop the mic.
Angel and Buffy are all wound up after a foreign film.
Ooh. With food in it.
Yes.
I guess the banquet of Amelia was very hot.
Le banquet d'Amélie. Okay. Can I say that my favorite part of this episode is a demon with horns acting like the character on Sesame Street who's like, hey, want to buy a number 8? kid. You want to buy some books of Ascension? And you got Ernie looking left and right.
Oh my God.
Oh, Bert. I don't know, Bert. So yeah, some demon fencing stuff in the dark.
I think this is where this is something that I don't like about the series. I like my demons evil.
You don't like when they're funny?
I don't like funny demons.
Aw.
No.
I don't.
I'd ask you if you like, but I can't.
I know. I do.
Okay.
I know what you're talking about.
It's funny.
Stop spoiling us!
But it's our favorite character!
What? Jonathan becomes a demon? What?
Oh no! You figured out the whole crux to the show now. By the way, where is Jonathan? He hasn't been around in a while.
No. Mm.
Really?
You know, I wish he was the mayor's right hand man. With his big gulp.
That's such a good idea. I bet Jane Espenson could kick herself for not thinking of that.
Yeah. Just a henchman.
Careful, he's say his name too many times. He might show up again.
Like Beetlejuice.
Jonathan.
Interestingly enough, in the script, the demon's name is Skylar. Sorry, Des. It's true.
Yeah, it's never
Don't
said
say nasty things about Skylar. She's going to babysit my kids while we're out drinking and having karaoke in San Diego.
What?
Don't call Skylar a demon. She's awesome.
I think my favorite part of this episode was clearly a line screw up.
Oh, what was that?
Okay. When they're all in the library, sitting around the table, coming up with ideas, Xander says to Cordelia, "Oh, forget it."
Oh, wait. He calls her Cece.
Yes.
Charisma Carpenter.
Yes. What's
her last name?
Cordelia Chase.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to figure out what her last name was on the show, and then, because I thought the same thing as you. Oh, my God, I almost called you Debbie.
That's okay.
Whoa.
It wouldn't be the first time today.
I'm so sorry. By the way, you really should just do what I do at Starbucks and just tell them you're the doctor.
I'm going to start with Gwen.
And they will write
Gwen.
Doctor, and they say, no, the doctor.
Damn it.
You just realized that? Sorry.
I just realized that. I was like, Cece, Charisma Carpenter, that's, oh.
Got him. I got him.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. Indeed.
Then Joss Whedon, he's a genius giving people the same initials.
The mayor is the weirdest guy.
He's awesome.
What's with the milk just sitting out in a pitcher?
And it's California.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess he has AC.
Well, for someone who's afraid of germs, he's not.
I know. Ew.
Some salmonella.
Okay. Willow is reading things that she shouldn't be reading.
Yeah, Giles, there's a book that Giles doesn't want her to see, and he keeps it put up, hid from her.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love that she out-researches two watchers, though. That's pretty funny.
You mean two losers.
Yeah.
But I don't know why Faith thinks that she is, well, I mean, I know, to Faith, everything is sexual. But why she thinks that she can bring Angelus out of Angel.
Because.
Is that his name for it?
She wants to prove that she's better than Buffy in every way, and she clearly is not.
Well, clearly having sex with her is not giving somebody the best happiness, the most perfect happiness ever.
This is the one guy she can strangle while straddling. He doesn't need air.
Oh. That's true.
That's very true.
That's true.
One moment of true happiness is not doing it with Faith.
Snap. That's why I thought that Angel might just get it on, because he's like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, well, he's worried about losing his soul, so.
But he wouldn't be, he wouldn't have true happiness if he was with Faith. Is what I'm
He'd saying. Feel all dirty and gross.
Exactly.
I don't know, there's usually one moment of true happiness with every time that I've
I don't think a moment of true happiness is a euphemism. No. I don't think it's a euphemism for an orgasm.
No.
I don't think the Roma people who had cursed Angelus with his soul were using euphemism instead of saying orgasm. Well, I'm pretty sure it actually means a moment of happiness.
Why can't Angel like have sex with Buffy while he's feeling mopey then?
Because having sex with Buffy would cheer him up.
Huh.
But cheer me up!
Okay, so Mayor Wilkins is over 100 years old. How do we know
this? Holy shit! That was my reaction.
I thought you were just finding this out.
No, no. Oh, I thought I spoiled you.
God, my hernia scar is hurting.
Preoccupied, no. That's the word I was trying to think of
there
earlier.
There you go. There you go.
Bang that in there.
The idea that he is that old and that he's been waiting this long is just insane.
Mm-hmm. Didn't Faith say that the mayor made Sunnydale a hellmouth for demons?
He made this place for demons to feed on, and then he's going to get paid. Mm-hmm. Is what she said. Oh, but I didn't steal anybody's quote. If I did, you need to work harder. But it was one of these. Wow. Okay. So that's why he's been totally aware of everything, because he's actually made it attractive spot.
Uh-huh.
I want to figure out all the details. I want to know how that benefits him and how, you know, he's going to ascend into something. I'm hoping my theory of him actually just being like the ethereal, you know, embodiment of a demon who will then spring forth is correct. But if it's just some guy who's old and waiting for some big payoff, I mean, that'll be good too.
Apparently on graduation day, he gets his wings.
Spoiler alert.
So, did anyone jump when Skylar the demon reached out and grabbed Faith's leg?
No.
Were we expecting him to fight back? Because I thought he was just going to get stabbed once and keel over.
Yeah.
Because he looked pretty wimpy.
Yeah, I liked how it got kind of brutal there. You know, it wasn't going to be an easy kill for Faith.
Mm-hmm.
She's unstoppable.
Yeah.
She just wants to kill all the time now.
Well, Angel said that he knows how she is now that she's got the first taste of human blood. She's killed once. It'll be easier to do it again.
Is it going to be like a Criminal Minds episode on Faith? I hope so.
I think Faith has a nice face. I just wish she'd pull her hair back a little bit.
Have you noticed that they have like a new stylist on the show, or is it just me?
Because
all of them have so much better haircuts and their makeup's better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, it wasn't just me.
Yeah.
They've got better wigs.
To Angel for some action, not for help.
I thought
she
was
killed.
Yeah.
And then she got horny. She ate a bagel on the way over. That took care of the hungry part. Yeah.
Well, she's there clearly to seduce him, but I like the fact that she uses a lot of like her real feelings to try to get him to feel bad for her, you know.
It's just because she's not very creative and can't make anything up.
I'm just
antagonizing you now, Robin.
It's okay.
No, but you bring up a good point. She was really trying to make, like, really selling it and trying to make it very realistic.
Mm-hmm. And I think, in a way, she was still debating stuff with herself, you know, while she was talking to him. You know, she had a plan in mind, but she also was, like, getting some things off her chest as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it never went that far.
Buffy
sees them.
Oh yes.
I hate moments like that in TV.
You know what's great about this is that, like, that that gets defeated, you know, but Willow tells Buffy to stop with the crazy. You know, she should be talking to Angel, not Willow, about this, you know, which is not usually the case on most TV shows. Yeah. Usually it's like, there's some, not usually the case a lot on Buffy as well, like I should say. So.
Can I just maybe go around the table here? I've never been in a position where I saw someone that I was in love with kissing someone else or nearly kissing someone else. I firmly believe that if I am in that position, I am not going to leave. I am most probably going to have an immediate confrontation with everyone involved.
Mm-hmm. Can I say something?
Yes.
As someone who has been in that situation, all I wanted to do was run the other way.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. I did not want to be like, have, I did not want to see anything. I just wanted to run away.
Hmm. Oh, Buffy. Well, to be fair, I mean, she came around the corner, she saw an embrace, a kiss on the cheek, and then Faith left. And then Buffy realized, was just like, well, I don't want to talk to Angel right now. And just left.
Weird. I don't know. It's just, it's all hypothetical for me, so what am I really saying, right? It just always surprises me when people make that choice on TV and in movies.
Yeah.
I'm always, you know, under the assumption that I would just like, hello?
I'm Who's right,
this
sure.
boy, Trevor?
You're just like,
who's Trevor?
There's a song.
Oh.
I might actually put it at the end of the show. Hello, what's going on? Who's this boy, Trevor?
Can I declare that overalls have defeated shame now? There's nothing Willow to be shameful about at all. She was actually a positive force in this episode. She's
overalls
in a happy place.
Overalls of awesome.
Yeah.
Overalls of triumph. Kim, are you still there? You sound far away.
I'm here. Am I what?
You sounded far away for a minute.
Oh, I was laying down for a second.
I was going to say, she's laying down on the couch. Or...
don't know why the mayor wants Angelus back. Was it to kill Buffy?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, that would check. Yeah, Buffy. And then there's the moment. Angelus!
Probably the second greatest moment of the entire series.
I'm wondering if Faith like won you over at that moment, Kim. Like you're like, you know what? Faith is actually cool in my book now.
No, I was like, I know what it's like to be Faith right now, and I am not happy. I was like,
No! I meant at that point when she, well,
because she's supposedly the one that supposedly brought Angelus back.
Oh, I didn't think of that. Sorry.
I love it that Angelus, I'm using my air quotes, kissed Faith and then beat the snot out of her and like kicked her all over the room.
I have a question which just dawned on me. I thought that we were supposed to believe that Angel, when he's Angel, doesn't really have a firm grip of what Angelus is like.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought.
I think it's inconsistent.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I think in this episode, it's almost as, and what ends up scaring Buffy at the end, a lot of it, is the fact that this is almost like a beast he keeps restrained. And he let him out of the cage a little bit in this episode just to, you know, convince the mayor and Faith. But it was a little bit too far. He went a little bit too far.
Hmm. With all the smoochy smooch?
This is Moochie Smooch. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but when did they hatch up this plan? Like,
that was some of the discussion
what
on the Facebook
group.
I get
so angry about. It's like, ugh.
Unfortunately,
like,
in order
four or five
you,
episodes ago.
In order to fool you, this happened off camera. I have
yes,
a timeline
exactly.
here. I made up a timeline. Do you want to hear the timeline?
Yes, please.
All right. First off, Giles and Buffy are suspicious of Faith already. Mm-hmm. Now, Faith comes to Angel with bloody hands. She's murdered somebody. And she tries to seduce him. So he's like, Buffy and Faith go to the murder scene. and Faith seems to know where the light switch is, like behind the wall.
Well, did you notice that? Also, probably
I saw that
because. Probably because they realized that somebody tipped the mayor off to Willow being able to hack into the records.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That probably led him to believe that it was Faith.
Mm-hmm. Now, next up, the mayor meets with the shaman, and then Willow tells Buffy to go talk to Angel. Now, right here is the point. You're basically supposed to assume that off camera, the shaman was like, "Hey, Giles is in town. I'll go talk to him about
exactly.
This is information that I could give to him that might be able to repay my debt." And then Giles, Buffy, and Angel compare notes and conspire because Willow tells Buffy to go talk to Angel. We never see Buffy going to talk to Angel. Next time we see Buffy is like what, in her room, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then we had the whole stealing Angel's soul, Angel winning Faith over, meeting the mayor, the gathering intel. And the other thing is Giles actually gets the Scoobies and Wesley to go to the Hall of Records to investigate the mayor. Basically because he doesn't want Wesley botching things up again. So, yeah. So that's basically what I think the timeline is like. I mean, the rest of the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That happens.
But oh god, I love when Angel and Faith go to Buffy's house and Jealous is talking to Joyce, talking about, "Oh, did you change your hair?" Mm-hmm. "Oh, it's just so creepy."
Mm-hmm.
And then you find out then, that it's not.
And then the number one mother just let him go up into her daughter's bedroom.
No. Oh, I hear Debbie.
Has that woman learned nothing?
We're just picking on you, Joyce. We like your hair.
And your new highlights.
I love how Giles is disappointed in how demons are acting these days.
Oh, I love it.
Michael, what's with the money?
Say it.
Yeah. The money thing and the apartment thing. Just constantly upset about it. Oh, by the way.
To the Hall of Records.
Yes.
No, it's do.
My childhood.
Pardon?
Can you play that theme as well?
Yes.
Like behind what we're talking about, right?
Mm-hmm. Oz's hair was black, by the way, because he was in Austin Powers 2. I looked it up.
Oh, well. I thought his hair was blonde in this episode.
It's blonde now. Last time we saw him was black.
Oh, yeah. In the last episode.
Yeah, it was black in Doppelgangland, when he goes,
"Yes,
go get Buffy. Do it now."
Wait a minute, was that really Oz, or was it Oz's doppelganger?
Because Oz's doppelganger was very blonde.
I think it was someone called El Speedo, if I remember what his shirt said.
I am El Speedo.
Faith has a Jan complex.
She sure does.
Marsha.
Does.
Buffy. You think you're better than me, huh? Say it. You think you're better than me, huh? Say hello to your mother for me, huh?
Oh, no. That's Faith Wahlberg.
Faith Wahlberg. That's right. That's right.
That's 5x5.
Who's on Jealous with now? Huh, B? Huh?
Oh, God. Oh.
Buffy's tears when she realizes that Angelus is back sure look tasty. The tears, when Buffy cries when Angelus is there, I get very happy.
Yes, me too.
Because he's so evil and so awesomely evil.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
So that's another one. That's another thing where, like, I think those might have not been acting tears. Like, she might have been like really like reminded of how evil Angelus was back then, and you know how easy it is for him to kind of come back out again.
So what you're saying is that Sarah Michelle Gellar wasn't acting as though someone was acting that she was crying. She was acting as though she was crying.
She was acting like someone that was acting, but also kind of disturbed at the same time, but still trying to act.
Okay. I'm the dude. Now the dude play another dude. That's what I felt like saying for Doppelgangland, but
I don't know. It just felt like a tacked on ending.
Really?
Oh, conveniently. I just was so angry.
When he calls her the second best actor.
Oh god.
I was like, what? No. No. Why?
So good.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think we have angel lovers here.
Why do you love it so?
Don't ask them to spoil us.
Why do I love it so? Because, okay, we're waiting for Angelus to come back at any time.
Yes.
And he comes back.
Not really, though.
But they fooled us, and I mean, just every. Even though I know what's going to happen when he says second best act, I want to pump my fist in the air.
Yeah, totally.
Like, yeah.
No, I want to punch my fist through his face because it was so.
I'm sorry, but by this point in the series, and it's perfect time to spin him off. I kind of think Angel's a bit of a badass.
Mm-hmm.
I like Angel a lot.
I really, really think. He should just be evil.
Me too.
I don't know. He'll solve crimes or whatever he's going to do in his own spinoff while being evil.
That wouldn't work very well.
No, but.
Seems like Dexter.
Maybe he'll be more badass when he's away from Buffy, because when he's swooning and brooding when Buffy's around, it's so.
Are you saying he's Slayer whipped?
Yeah, he is. Maybe the awesomeness of Angel will come out when he's not around Buffy. Yeah. Mm.
I love this episode. I love for two reasons: the fact that we kind of push things in the next gear with Angel and Buffy's relationship, and with Faith being revealed as the Rogue Slayer. I think both that's just awesome stuff. Content.
So Buffy and Angel are like Ross and Rachel now. They're on a break.
Oh, boy.
What would have happened if Ross lost his soul?
Ross had a soul?
Gosh.
My last point that I have here, were you guys waiting for the shaman as he was backing up to kind of step behind a bookcase?
and for him to like, just go about your business. I will leave on my own time. Yeah. No, but I thought that was well done. They did the whole cross dissolve.
Yeah.
Nice.
Miniature golf. Really, Mare?
Miniature golf.
I'm wondering if he's maybe special.
What, like touched?
Touched, yes. Yes.
Okay, so graduation day.
Yes.
What did they say exactly about graduation day?
That's the day.
That's the day.
He's gonna get paid.
No.
It's the day the mayor will transform.
Into what?
That's all we heard.
Don't ask them. They might trip up and spoil us.
I think maybe the usage of
the word
quote.
Transform. It might be the first time I heard the word transform. So what does that mean? Will they actually transform? Oh, no.
Autobots, roll out.
Yeah. It'd be awesome if they had like a Beast Wars episode of Buffy. Like when Community did the stop motion. I can't believe Buffy needs a break now. What a wimp. I hate her. Seriously. She's supposed to be all tough and awesome and kick ass, but she can't take it. Really?
No, she can't.
Whatever.
He went too far.
No, he didn't.
He went too far.
Hey, she brought it on
herself. He was too good of an actor.
She asked him to do it, apparently, when they hatched this plan behind the scenes. So she knew what she was getting into.
During the commercial break.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You always wondered what happened during the commercial breaks. Scheming. Well, I don't have any more points.
I don't know. I wouldn't call her, you know, a bad word, but she obviously had no
idea. You know I can bleep it out. It's okay.
I can just say, bitch.
That's fine.
Scratches. Okay.
Bitka.
Bitka.
Bitka. No, but I don't want to say that she's acting like that, but I think she just, you know, but hatching that plan, she just didn't realize seeing that again was going to scare her so much.
Why does she have to be so weak?
Wah.
She's still better than Faith. That's what she's
saying.
Yeah,
because Faith is the worst. Hope nobody punches me at San Diego. The things to say about Faith are awful. Boom, right now.
You could have like a bunch of like gothy kids and like leather pants and dark lipstick coming at you.
Mm-hmm.
And my son is like, Daddy, Daddy, it's Kiss.
He's saying Faith looks like Paul Stanley.
No, Ace Frehley.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah, she's all run down like that. Nobody ever refers to Peter Criss.
Nope.
The drummer. Poor Peter Criss.
What's a Cylon? Huh?
Huh? What? Yeah, you should eat something, Cylon. I don't have any more points. If somebody wants to mention anything else before we get into ratings, feel free.
I'm good.
I'm all out.
Dropping the mic.
Now you gotta put that sound clip in.
All right. Sorry, go ahead, Steph, please.
Oh, no. I was just gonna move us along to.
Go for it.
I was just gonna say, Robin, what is your. What do you give it?
Oh, points? We're done with points. Okay. I love this episode. Obviously, it's not perfect. So that's why I'm giving
it. It's not?
No, it's not perfect. By having things planned out in the commercials that much, it is kind of upsetting in a way, but I still love it, but I can't say I think it's perfect.
Okay.
It is definitely one of my favorite episodes of season 3, but I'm kind of sitting back with all 7 seasons in my mind, so I'm going to have to give it an 8 out of 10 Super Friends.
Oh, okay. Well, I give it, because it's my favorite episode of my favorite season, I have to give it 10 out of 10. I don't care if there was behind-the-scenes scheming. It was brilliant. I give it 10 out of 10 psych outs. Let's hear yours, Kim.
Yeah.
Okay, upon first watch, I will give it a -1,000 because I was so angry. But no, I did like the episode. It's just like, I just don't like how the psych out came about, because we're supposed to believe that everything happened like off screen, right? That aside, I will probably give it an 8 out of 10. 8 out of 10 Banquets of Amelia.
Nice.
The fake out, the first time I watched it, totally got me, and it shocked me. And then I went to go watch it the second time, and I knew what happened, and I didn't give a shit. So I give it, and I could barely pay attention the second time, so I give it 6 out of 10 pissed off potentials.
Ouch. There's the bronzes in this one.
I know.
I'm going to give this episode 9 out of 10 old-timey sideburns.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Mayor Willikers.
Golly gee.
Well, I changed mine to 8 out of 10 light shows.
Nice. Bravach.
Faith, I'm going to give you a guess what color Brashi was wearing.
Black. Was it black?
It was. With a
black like her heart.
Black like her lipstick. No. Ah. Black. And with a black top that was see-through.
Hot.
Ew. That's it. That's it. Yeah. I told you I couldn't pay attention the second time. It pissed me off so much.
I'm just happy you had something for us. You can call us and tell us how many bra straps you spotted in this episode. 27040 Buffy.
And let us know how many of you are faked out by my reaction.
Yes, you can send us an email at
potentialcast@gmail.com.
You can also check out potentialcast.com where we release the show. You can check out the show notes. You can subscribe via iTunes. You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/potentialcast. And you can join the ever so awesome Facebook group, Keep It Spoiler Free, which means specific things. You can tell us that you like the show. It's okay. It's okay.
It's a safe place.
It is mashed potatoes.
It's a circle of trust.
Quote time.
Woo.
And I'm going to go first.
Okay.
Okay.
That could be hours. The girl makes Godot look punctual.
Buffy quoting, making up a Godot reference just is probably one of the reasons why I gave it 8 out of 10. Like, there's no way she would know that.
Yeah, that's kind of for, because I'd hardly know what that means. Yeah,
everyone had to read it, didn't they? I remember having to read it.
There's more than... I'm sorry, Rob, I'm going to go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
There's more than one way to skin a cat, and I happened to know that's factually true.
Mine is, as long as you're there, I mostly want you to wriggle.
Oh.
That was
gross.
That was hot.
If
Chris Hansen wasn't going through marital difficulties, he'd be interrupting this podcast.
There's nothing cool about unhealthy teeth and bones.
Does the mayor have a name? Or is he just the mayor?
Richard Wilkerson.
Oh, I just...
Or Wilkins.
Richard Wilkins.
Richard Wilkins.
Did we just talk about this? Am I like...
A little earlier we did.
Oh, I must have zoned out thinking about Angelus.
Or watching the Jays game.
True.
That guy just bugs me.
I'm sorry. Okay, never mind. I won't talk about the Blue Jays. Go ahead.
That guy just bugs me.
Who?
That's a quote. After Angel punches.
Oh. Come on, Ez.
And my other favorite Angel quote when I thought he was Angelus was after he kicked Faith. No, really, don't get up. That was like awesome badassery from Angelus.
Oh, what, you didn't like the Angel? You still my girl? Really? Is he in a boy band?
I almost vomited in my mouth.
Sweet.
Oh, no. No, it's not sweet.
No, it's not.
It's awful.
It's so gooey.
I just don't like to...
Oh, so lame. So Angel.
I just don't like to...
That's our so Angel.
I have a quote.
Go ahead.
I just don't like to rub your nose in it. Suddenly wondering where that phrase comes from.
From what you do to house train a puppy. Wait, I'm sorry. I'm going to edit that way out. Just in case we have people that believe animals have equal feelings to humans listening.
So does Faith.
Demons after money? What happened to the still being out of a virgin? No one has stances anymore.
Awesome. Hey, kid. Want to buy an H? Who, me? Yeah. Come here.
You know they don't air those anymore. They only aired them when we were younger. Because it was basically a pedophile metaphor. This guy in a trench coat and a hat. Luring children over.
Okay.
The best.
The bestest ever.
Second best. Thanks for joining us again, Robin. Are you going to be here again next week, and then the week after that, and the week after that?
No. I will be seeing you next season and on the spinoff.
Ooh, there's going to be a spinoff podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert.
We're gonna call it Kimberly Hates Every Episode.
We're going to call it Angel Without Us.
Oh, nice.
Angel Without Us. Please call it that.
Oh, I already have like Redemption Cast accounts all made up. So
I think we should call it Invitation to Love.
Yeah. So you can find me MediaJunkyard.com.
Yes, we know.
MovieSnobbery.com.
Yes, we're also aware.
And the great new podcast, fishercast.blogspot.com.
Mm-hmm. Is that about the deadliest catch?
Did you use that joke before?
No.
No, it's about 6 feet under. And it's just like a potential cast only, it's
I'm got still waiting for your PayPal payment.
And, Desiree.
Bye, everybody.
Wait a second.
Bye.
What?
Do we have homework?
Oh, yeah. I really hate homework now.
Oh, what is next week, Robin?
Earshot.
Oh, next week is Earshot.
Wait
Thanks
a minute.
Thanks for spoiling me with your enthusiasm.
But mine wasn't very enthusiastic, and hers was over enthusiastic.
I quit the podcast. That's it.
Earshot just kind of snuck up on me. I didn't realize it was next week.
Nice.
So we're almost done season 3, folks. Sweet. We've been doing this for over a year.
It doesn't feel like it.
No, it doesn't.
Not at all.
Feels like much, much longer. No, it's great. And I've been backing up all the stupid GarageBand files just in case we get sued.
Why would we get sued?
The music.
Oh.
I don't kill her the music, so.
Oh, I never did. Know. No one listened to my podcast, so.
Yeah.
I know, but we got like over 300 subscribers. It's crazy.
All right.
I don't understand. Why are people still listening to us? We make it no sense. Awesome.
I'd like somebody to start a Doctor Who version of this podcast so I can go on there and complain about how Mickey's a douche.
Oh, don't. That's enough.
He's a douche.
That's enough.
Hey. Uh-oh,
who
Kimberly's
are we calling
gone.
Back? Is it Kimberly?
Yeah.
Oh, did she drop the mic? Seriously, Kim. Oh. All right, I don't think this is going to work. All right, well, the podcast is over.
Okay.
Good loss. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Oh, good night, everybody.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Yeah.
don't work. It's also cold. You're looking tired. You're looking kind of beat. The rhythm of the streets y'all knocks you off your feet. You didn't know how rock and roll looked until you caught your sister.
You're here?
I'm here.
Okay, you are here. Robin, are you gone? I hate this Skype.
This I'm here.
Version of Skype is the worst. It's worse than Faith. Hello?
Faith.
Hello? Did we lose Robin?
I'm right here.
Mm-hmm.
Can you not hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
All right. Steph and Gabby are also here.
I'm here.
Right?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It's Kim wherever you're from.
I'll try and call Kim.
She said her piece.
I could just go on without her.
It's like she dropped the mic.
She dropped the mic.
Yeah, she's like, I'm done.
Like Precious Taft?
I don't know who Precious Taft is.
You don't know? Dear God.
Well, at least remind me.
Are you in the chat?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go get you, Precious Taft.
Oh, my gosh. What happened?
Hey, are you back?
Yeah.
Okay. Right now, I am putting a link in the chat for everyone to take a look. It's from Stairway to Stardom, a cable access show from New York City from the 80s, late 70s and 80s. And this is Precious Taft.
And sometimes he was cinnamon. And when he was cinnamon when I hugged him. And he was always equal parts you and me. That's why I loved him and wanted him. Because he was the love of the Hutch embodied. And now the thought of that child curdles me. And Oh, Lord! I only thank the benevolent God for being wiser than me. Because if a son existed now, I swear, I'd bash his brains against the goddamn radiator!
She dropped the mic.
That was beautiful, Precious.
That was beautiful, Precious.
Bud. Hey, who?
You.
Hey, me?
Yeah. Come here.
What?
Come here.
What?
Nah, you look like an intelligent young man.
I do?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I do, sure.
You look like someone who'd be interested in a bargain.
A bargain?
Yeah.
Why, sure, why not? Are you a salesman?
Right.
Oh. What do you sell?
Eights.
Eights, like the number eight.
Shh.
Like the number eight.
Right.
Oh, that's kind of a weird thing to be selling.
Listen.
Yeah?
You take this eight here, see? It's very useful.
Yeah?
You buy it.
Yeah?
You hang it on the wall.
On the wall? Why should I buy an eight and hang it on the wall?
Next time you wonder how many legs an octopus has,
yeah?
You look at the eight.
Octopus has eight legs.
Shh.
The octopus has eight legs.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, when you forget how many reindeer Santa Claus has,
yeah?
Dig the eight.
Eight reindeer.
Shh.
Eight reindeer.
Right.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Or when you can't remember what time you eat breakfast in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Mm-hmm. Ah, I eat breakfast at eight.
Shh.
I eat breakfast at eight.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you wanna buy a eight?
No, I can't. I don't have any money.
Oh,
see,
yeah?
See, just a couple of minutes ago, I met this guy selling nines, you see, so I bought his whole selection. So I was wondering, could I interest you in buying a nine? Because you could put it on the wall, you see, and see how many players there are on a baseball team, you know? You could also find out what day of the month the 9th of August comes on. How about that?
Why me?
Hey, listen, how about I'll trade you all my nines for your eights? How about that, huh? I'll even throw in a four or two, huh? I'll throw in a two and a four. And two threes, huh? Thank you.